The world that emerged after the collapse of the Western Roman Empire was profoundly different from the one that had dominated Europe for centuries. Roads still stretched across the landscape, ruined amphitheaters still stood in abandoned cities, and fragments of Roman law survived in scattered communities, yet the political unity that had once connected vast territories from Britain to North Africa had disappeared. In its place arose a new civilization that historians would later call the medieval world. It was a society built upon local relationships, personal loyalties, agricultural production, religious belief, and military obligations. Over time, this system evolved into what became known as feudalism, a structure that shaped Europe for much of the Middle Ages and influenced nearly every aspect of daily life. To understand medieval society, it is important to recognize that people living between the 9th century and the 12th century did not think of themselves as medieval. They were simply inhabitants of a world that seemed natural to them. Most had never traveled more than a few miles from their birthplace. News moved slowly. Literacy was rare outside religious institutions. Life expectancy was short by modern standards. Yet despite these limitations, medieval society was neither static nor primitive. It was dynamic, complex, and capable of remarkable achievements. The magnificent cathedrals, thriving trade networks, philosophical debates, and military campaigns of the period all emerged from social foundations that were deeply rooted in everyday rural life. Agriculture formed the backbone of medieval society. The overwhelming majority of people lived in villages and worked the land. Fields stretched across the countryside, interrupted by forests, rivers, and small settlements. For most individuals, survival depended on successful harvests. Crops such as wheat, barley, oats, and rye provided essential food supplies, while livestock offered meat, milk, leather, and labor. The rhythm of life followed the seasons. Planting, harvesting, and preparing for winter dictated the annual cycle of work. Unlike the urban-centered civilization of ancient Rome, medieval Europe became overwhelmingly rural. Cities survived, but many shrank dramatically in size and importance. Rural estates known as manors became the primary units of economic and social organization. The manor was more than a farm. It was an entire community consisting of fields, houses, workshops, grazing land, and often a church. Within its boundaries lived peasants, laborers, craftsmen, and the local lord who exercised authority over the territory. The manor represented a world in miniature. Most of the necessities of life could be produced locally. Food, clothing, tools, and shelter came from the labor of the community itself. Because transportation was difficult and long-distance trade was limited during the early medieval period, self-sufficiency became essential. A typical villager might live his entire life within the same manor, rarely encountering outsiders except merchants, pilgrims, or traveling clergy. At the top of medieval society stood the nobility. These men and women possessed land, wealth, and political influence. Their status was usually hereditary, passing from one generation to the next. Noble families often traced their lineage back through centuries, using ancestry as a source of legitimacy and prestige. The possession of land formed the foundation of noble power. In a world where agriculture generated most wealth, control of territory meant control of resources, labor, and military strength. The noble class was not uniform. Great princes and powerful dukes commanded vast regions and thousands of followers, while lesser nobles controlled only a few villages. Nevertheless, they shared common values and responsibilities. Warfare played a central role in noble identity. Military service was both a duty and a source of honor. Young noble boys were trained from childhood to become warriors.